work in the humanitarian office of UNFPA here in Geneva. I wanted to thank the panel for their testimonies and for your dedication as well, and for reminding us, highlighting that we still have a long way to go if we want to protect and address the needs of everyone, the diverse needs of everyone during humanitarian crisis. The fight for women and girls' protection and access to sexual and reproductive health and rights is even more pertinent for forcibly displaced, forcibly married, adolescent with disabilities, widowed, head of families, etc. And we saw that in this etc. there is a lot of diversity. Personally, for 3 years, I worked with those incredibly resourceful adolescent girls affected by the Syria crisis. And what they needed the most was to be seen, to be heard, to be acknowledged, to be included, and of course, supported. For the coming period, UNFPA commits to firstly improve access to safe, quality, and dignified menstrual hygiene management for refugees and host communities. UNHCR and UNFPA are making a joint pledge to improve quality and coordinated intersectoral menstrual hygiene management programming. Secondly, UNFPA commits to scaling up MHPSS, notably through establishment of safe spaces and confidential quality services for at-risk women and girls and GBV survivors. UNFPA commits to scaling up SRH services such as survivor center clinical management of rape and family planning, which will also provide an entry point to access critical MHPSS within clinical settings. Thirdly, UNFPA will improve the collection, analysis, dissemination, and usage of population data in support of refugee and internally displaced population. Finally, UNFPA commits as agency and jointly with members of the Compact for Young People in Humanitarian Action to roll out new interagency guidelines for programming with and for young people and improve disaggregation of data on youth.